بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. In second chapter 16, what is the purpose of this chapter? لا حتى إذا فزع عن قلوبهم. What is the relation of this chapter to the subject of Tawheed?
From the words of Allah. Allah speaking. That the angels are unable to take people in order to ask them.
The angels are afraid from Allah when they hear His speech. Therefore, the angels cannot bring good to us or to keep evil from befalling us independently from the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How about the jinn? The jinn, can they eavesdrop? Where is the evidence for that?
In the Sunnah, نقعد مقاعد للسمع
ونستمع لا نجد في الشمر. نعم، نجد في آيات القرآن لأن كنا نقعد منها مقاعد للسمع كما يستمع الآن يجد له في هذا الوسط. But in the hadith that we have discussed, was there any evidence that shows how the jinn, the ears, the Okay, very good. We have said that Allah is Al-Alim. Allah has the attribute of highness. And that refers to two things. Who remembers those two things? Highness is attributed to Allah Azza wa Jalla in two perspectives. Highness is attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal according to how highness is attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal, highness of attribute and highness of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is high over his creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the highest attribute. علو الذات وعلو الصفات. The highness of self and highness of attribute. We have the next chapter, chapter 17, was the chapter of intercession. We have, what is intercession?
Bringing good to a third person or keeping evil away from a third person.
Okay. Can intercession be between people and amongst people? Yes. Is that good?
It depends.
It depends. Depends on what?
It depends on if it's good. Like if it's, I'm going to give you an example of,
don't give me my example. Just give me your understanding.
If the thing that you're interceding for is good, then it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interceding for something like information or bad, then it's bad.
Is there an ayah in the Quran that
when
نعم. وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا. لا تنسى آية. The intercession that takes place from the creation to the creator. There is two types of intercession. Intercession which is of shirk nature and intercession of tawheed nature. What are the qualities of intercession of shirk nature? It has two qualities to it. Give us one.
Worship.
Okay. What do you worship? Who worship who?
The person receiving the intercession is worshiping the thing that he's receiving the intercession from.
Okay, that's one.
And Allah Ta'ala didn't give the permission to for that intercession to be taken place.
Okay. That's two conditions. No permission was given for this intercession to take place. Secondly, those people who are seeking the intercession, they are worshipping what they claim to be their interceder. So with that being the case, what are the qualities of the correct intercession?
Ibn.
Permission.
رضى الله عن الشافع وعن المشفع.
رضى الله عن الشافع وعن المشفع.
Right?
What are those three?
That Allah is going to give the permission to us.
Mm-hmm.
That Allah is pleased with the person speaking the confession. And that Allah is pleased for the one who is intercessor of the confession.
The interceding?
And the interceding.
And the interceding. Good. Some ayat came in the Quran that negate intercession, and some ayat that came in the Quran approve intercession. How can we understand those two types of Quranic verses? الرحيم العادل.
I also talk about the movement in Shafa'ah. I talk about the Shafa'ah discrimination.
Yes. And the one that affirmed the Shafa'ah
is talking about the Tawheed.
Okay, very good. With this being the case, inshaAllah, now we move into the explanation of the ayat that were included in this chapter. قال الله تعالى وأنذر به الذين يخافون أن يحشروا إلى ربهم ليس لهم من دونه ولي ولا شفيع لعلهم يتقون. And warn therewith, meaning with the Quran, those who are in fear that they will be gathered to their Lord and they do not have any protector nor they have any interceder. So warn them for them to be pious. In this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated that there will be any intercessors or any protectors for the people. And he commanded his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to warn the people with the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. Thus we have revealed to you in Arabic Quran for you to warn Ummul Qura, Mecca, and the surrounding area. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the people with the Quran. Because if you look at the Quran, the theme of the Quran in its entirety revolves around Tawheed. The Quran invites the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and that is Tawheed. The Quran tells the people to stay away from taking partners from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Tawheed. The Quran tells us the consequences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has prepared for those who adhere to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran the torment and the punishment that is prepared for those who do not respond to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also the Quran puts upon us rules and regulations by which we have to live by, and that is something that is connected to our Tawheed. Because if we worship and we believe in the oneness of Allah, that belief mandates upon us to obey the commands of Allah. So the authentication of our Tawheed is the practice of the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is connected to our Tawheed. So the entirety of the Quran revolves around Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Prophet to warn the people with the Quran, and from this ayah that the people on the Day of Judgment, they're not going to be able to bring intercedors and protectors to protect them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly they are fitna, innama amwalikum wa awlaadikum fitna. لا تنسى تذهب من هنا. The second ayah, قل لله الشفاعة جميعا. قل لله الشفاعة جميعا. في هذه الآية يوجد مبتدأ وخبر. والخبر مقدم وقدم الخبر للخبر. يوجد في هذه الآية مبتدأ وخبر وقدم الخبر للحق، لأنه كما تعلمون يقول مبتدأ ويليه الخبر، ولكن إذا أخر المبتدأ وقدم الخبر في ذلك فوائد من تلك الفوائد الخبر، يعني لله الشفاعة لا لغيره. In this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says only to Allah belongs all intercession. From this ayah we know that the intercession, there are many different types. There are not only one type of intercession. We talked last time about the major intercession to being exclusive to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also we talked about intercession, some of them are to him, others are to Prophet and to others. Who can tell us those intercessions which are exclusive to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We only have two students here. Where is the rest of you? Arabi, say
it.
هذه الشفاعة العظمى. ما نعرف لماذا هذه الشفاعة؟ ما المقصود من هذه الشفاعة؟ أن يشفع لماذا؟
يشفع لماذا؟
حتى يحصل ماذا؟
حتى يكون جنة.
لا، ليست هذه الشفاعة العظمى. ما المقصود من الشفاعة العظمى؟ What is the goal behind the major intercession?
People are going to find themselves in very difficulties. They want to explore everybody's teaching to release the difficulties.
Yes. So for Allah to start the judgment day and start threatening the people, because the people will be in great difficulties on that day. So this is the shafa' al-ghufr.
يعني هي
ايش مقصدها بالشفاعة؟ لأن الله
يبدأ يحاسب الناس.
إيه؟
مش بيكون زي.
لا، بيكون زي الشفاعة مشتركة بين الرسول وبين النبي. الشفاعة الثانية، what is the second شفاعة that is exclusive to Prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
يعني أبو طالب.
For his uncle أبو طالب. And what is the third شفاعة؟
الشفاعة
to get the doors of Jannah open, because after the people cross the bridge of Sirat al-Mustaqim, they will go to paradise and the doors will be closed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for the doors, the gates of paradise to be open. So to Allah belongs all intercession. Those intercessions that are exclusive to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those intercessions that is common to him and to other prophets and to other people, because the martyr intercedes, as it says in the hadith, the martyr intercedes for 70 of his people, 70 of his family. So to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs all intercession. The third ayah, it says, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? In this ayah, we get the first condition for the correct shafa'ah, and that is the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا النفي في سياق الاستفهام. هذا الاستفهام في سياق النفي. الاستفهام هنا من ذا الذي؟ الاستفهام في سياق النفي. والاستفهام في سياق النفي يفيد التحدي. يعني الله لا يسأل من الذي يشفع عنده. ليس من نوع السؤال، ولكن من نوع التحدي. فالاستفهام في سياق النفي يفيد التحدي. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: Who is he that can intercede with him? He is not asking a question to find out who. Allah is putting this question with the, and it has in it some negation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that he is saying to the people in a challenging tone, who can intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is a type of linguistic challenge that sometimes you ask, but your intention, not to ask the question, but the intention behind the wording is to challenge. And you say that in English, who is going to do this? Let me see who is going to do that. You're not asking a question, you are challenging the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah challenges it. Who is going to intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is he that can intercede with Allah except with his permission? That means no body can intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with the permission. Because the, here it says, النفي إذا جاء في سياق الاستفهام فإنه يكون مضمنا معنى التحدي. النفي إذا جاء في سياق الاستفهام فإنه يكون مضمنا معنى التحدي. So from this ayah we know, and that what we need to concentrate on, that the intercession only can be done with the permission of Allah. Where is the evidence of that? This is the ayah, is the evidence. The second ayah that is brought in this chapter for the fourth ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. And there are many angels in heaven whose intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given permission for whom He wills and pleases. So from this ayah we take the other two conditions, and also this ayah has the first condition, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ, except after Allah permits. This is the first condition. So a shafa'ah will be beneficial after Allah gives the permission for the shafa'ah to take place. And for Allah to be pleased. And this, the pleasure of Allah is included. For Allah to be pleased with the interceder, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with the intercedee. So now we have those three conditions and the evidence of them in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody asks, what is the benefit of this shafa'ah? If it's only going to be happening with the permission of Allah and after the acceptance of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the benefit behind it? We say the benefit behind the shafa'ah for Allah to honor the interceder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is the interceder for the people on the day of judgment. Therefore, it is al-maqam al-mahmood, the station of praise. The shafa'ah al-uzma is the station of praise for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then the author brought the ayah, قُلْ اُدْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكٍ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ نَظِيرٍ وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. For us to understand this ayah, before we go that, let us talk about the translation of it. Say, those that you call upon them, they do not own, nor they have ownership for a little ant. They do not have the ownership of an ant. And whether that is in the heavens or in the earth. Nor they have any partnership in the heavens or in the earth. Nor Allah will be supported by him. And the shafa'ah is only to be beneficial for those when the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given. So the shafa'ah is beneficial after the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, they claim that anything is of benefit, or anything that will bring good or keep evil from befalling them, is based on three things. They say what we worship has some kind of dominion, or they say they have partnership in this dominion, or they say they are a supporter to the owner of the dominion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah negated those three. He said, those who you call upon, they do not own anything. So this first one is out. Secondly, they do not have any partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you do not own in totality, you might have a partnership. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and they do not have any partnership with Allah azza wa jal. Thirdly, they do not give to Allah any support. Because the rulers of this life, others, they share with them their kingdom. Or if they do not share with them their kingdom, they get support from their ministers and then close alliance. They get support from those who are close to them. Right? Therefore, when somebody is close to a ruler, and the ruler's ways of making his authority state and place is by having this person and this person and this person around him, and all of those people are supporting the top ruler. When one of the underneath or the second in hierarchy comes, he can intercede in with the ruler. And the ruler has the tendency to accept his intercession. Therefore, those individuals can intercede without the permission of the ruler. They have some power. They have some control. Therefore, they go to the ruler and say, we're going to intercede with this and that. And with that, they are relying on some power that they have in the hierarchies of power. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated it, that he is getting any support from no one. So those people, they cannot intercede with Allah azza wa jal without the permission of Allah. No, Allah is in need of them. No, they own anything. No, they have any partnership. So all of that is negated. What is left? That's the intercession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the intercession is not to be effective except with the permission of Allah. So with this being the case, ya akhwan, the disbelievers, when they are worshipping their idol, they either say this idol maintains certain dominion, or they say this idol has a partnership with Allah, with the Creator. He is a public creator. Or they say this idol is a support to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what they say. Allah and the Quran negated all those three. So what is left? Some associators, they say, we only worship in them to intercede for us for Allah. وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We are only worshipping them to bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is not the Azza wa Jalla. So they say we are only worshipping them to intercede for us. This is how they are justifying worshipping their idol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated this first one by saying, intercession can only benefit with the permission of Allah, and Allah does not give permission for those intercedors to intercede. Having said that, we read what Abu al-Abbas, who is Abu al-Abbas? Father of Abbas. But who is he as far as Howard of al-Islam? Ibn Taymiyyah. And his son Al-Abbas, did not have a son? Are you sure? Perhaps. Well, some people say, we're going to take you to the grave of Al-Abbas. He showed the people, who are the people? And they say, this is the grave of Al-Abbas, and this is the grave of his son Al-Abbas. He said, he did not have a son. Where did you make the grave of his son? Abu al-Abbas is Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Read for us what Abu al-Abbas said, Ya Akhi.
Abu
Abdul Abbas said that Allah Ta'ala has equally negated all of the mushrikeen and said to their false gods.
Okay, and that means that big light over there. And those are the three things that we have mentioned.
So he has negated that anyone has any dominion or any share of it besides him, or that there is any assistance to Allah, and that there is nothing to remain except the succession. It is clear that there will be no benefit to anyone except for who has been granted permission by the Lord to receive it. They will not be able to receive except for him to receive.